I think when we're on the receiving end of failed promises and we don't see a justification, we experience betrayal. Our deepest betrayals are tied to the most significant relationships. Betrayal is devastating to trust and to our sense of justice, sometimes to our faith, because it tears at the fabric of human life and relationships. We don't tend to talk about betrayal within community very much or recognize just how destructive it is. We hesitate to call small betrayals sin, but when people betray confidences, when they abandon the promises they've made to people, to other people, we end up eroding community and contributing to a deep climate of distrust. Sometimes it can be a series of small betrayals. They erode trust and confidence. Other times it's one big betrayal. Think about the terrible fallout from clergy misconduct. I mean, that is just one gigantic betrayal. It's a profound form of betrayal of the promises made to that, the role to the community and so on. When persons misuse power or engage in sexual or financial misconduct, the impact is far-reaching. It's way more than the immediate people involved, right? I mean, all of you have done cleanup from these kinds of things, I'm sure, but it affects the family, it affects the church, sometimes it even affects the larger community. Everybody's wounded, and oftentimes, you know, for the people closest to it, there's also a sense of deep betrayal by God. Their sense of confidence in the church, in the institution, in God is really damaged. And a lot of those betrayals are dependent on small deceptions and secrecy. If you think about how often secrecy and deception accompany betrayal, and that makes you realize just how much promise breaking is tied to deception. So the promising and truthfulness together. And when there's deception involved in betrayal, it leaves a very deep wound. It's hard to heal. So betrayal is devastating. What makes it more complicated is that the gospel itself does not suggest that a life of faithfulness, love, and service protects us from disappointments or betrayal and failure. In fact, it's pretty clear that in the cross we see the bearing of deep betrayals and failures. So that as leaders and communities, we're ever in need of figuring out ways to redeem the broken promises, to redeem the betrayals, and help people recover from failures in commitments. And it's impossible to do this without a deep dependence on grace and forgiveness.